Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy. And welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you are invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time, as I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attentive, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love with power over the conditions and events of my life. For this, my soul gives back. All right. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you back. Okay, all right, all right. Let's talk about transformation. I find that in approaching the subject of living a life of unlimited joy causes people sometimes, when they listen, to want to rush it along and think that, all right, just give me the bottom line. What is it I need to know? I'm a quick study. I can do it, you know, to accelerate the program and blah, 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 blah. And they miss the important details, because if you really understood the principles that I teach, and if you really wanted to live a life of unlimited joy, okay, you would begin right now. It takes as long as you say it will. If you remember, you are a co-creator with God. Okay? With energy, the universe, okay, the source, whatever you believe it or call it, yes, it is the is, the all. And if you will accept it and know that you are made in His image and likeness, you have free will, okay, the power of choice, unlike any and everything else on this planet, everything else that has been created. Okay? That is what a creator is. It creates. We don't fix. We don't mold and whine and cry and suffer and struggle and any of that stuff. Quite frankly, although that might be hard to hear, but that is for the unenlightened. But you, having been somewhat enlightened, should already know that the key to transformation is knowing who you are, connecting with your source, just removing those blocks, accepting your legacy, your entitlement, and be the creator, the architect, the designer of your life today. Yes, it begins today. And yes, I will tell you this. It takes a little while to retrain your brain. Okay? Yes, it does. And that's the transformation key is the brain. You see, because most people, and you know this to be true, this is no surprise, but most people keep doing the same thing, expecting different results. Each and every day is the same routine. And they never deviate from that particular course, whether it works for them or not. Some people, they cook their food the same way. Okay? So they make their fried chicken. They never thought about baking the cake. Okay? They want their eggs over easy. Never thought about poaching them. Okay? And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. Okay? Just you like what you like, but the thing is, there are other avenues, other variations, other ways of doing things. We as human beings tend to be creatures of habit. And so we keep doing things the same way. And generally, we make our meatloaf the same way our mother made their meatloaf, or their potato salad, or their pork chop, breakfast, Sunday dinner, whatever it is. And we don't think past that. The amazing thing is we pass that same information on to our children as we become our parents. All right. And so we carry things forward. And yeah, we got a word for that. We call it tradition. Okay, somehow that elevates it, that holds it up. You know, now it's sacred because our grandparents or our forefathers did it this way. Rather than recognizing the fact that we are made in the image and likeness of our Creator, we are co-creators with God, we are here to create, to transform, to repackage, to shift, to change. And we do this through our choices. And our choices are based upon our hopes, our dreams, our desires, our interests, our hobbies. Those are our motivating factors that cause us to reach into our arsenal and find our skills, our talents, our abilities, and utilize them in such a way that we generate the life that we desire. People literally will throw money at you for doing your thing. Okay? I teach and preach this every day. To everyone I come in contact with, whether it be on the internet, on the telephone, my office, studio. Okay. In my household, wherever I am, there is no lack. Okay, people throw those words, lack, limitation, poverty, a failing economy, depression, oppression, pain, suffering, sickness, dis-ease around as if these were actual entities. Okay? We almost worship these ideas as if they were monuments. as if they had physical form, rather than understanding that these were ideas that were indicative of our blockages to the divine, to the universe, to God, to the all, to the one, to the source. Okay? So what we are actually doing when we investigate start is aligning those protons, neutrons, electrons, all of that energy into creating, because that's what we do, we are creative, into creating the problem in our lives. Oh, Mary had a pain in her chest over on the left side, and you know that lady across the street? Yeah. And she went to the doctor to find out about it, and the doctor told her, you know, yeah, take an aspirin, don't worry about it. And next week she was dead. So now every time you get a slight discomfort, a little gas pain, a little bubble, the left side of your chest, oh my God, you have created. Oh my God, I'm dying. It's just like Mary. It's happening all over again. Okay, and we pass that information on. Take a chill pill. Recognize the fact that, I'll say it again, you are made in the image and likeness of your creator. Okay? You are God, individually expressed in a body. That's what makes you an individual. Okay? It's also what gives you free will. Okay? And just as it gives you free will, I understand that there's 7 billion other people on the planet with free will, too. And yes, we are going to get it. Alright, now we can talk about entitlement at another time, okay, because all of us have a certain entitlement. Comes with the territory. And that's why we fight. Because we don't want that person to have more than us. Well, we don't want that person to block our vision, plan of action, or our political views, or our hopes and dreams. We consider it a threat and send us off on a tailspin. And all of a sudden, we start thinking about all the horrible things that that person can do. Giving that person or that company or that religion or that group of people or that race of people, we give them power. Today, I'm simply asking, take your power back. Oh, you're going to get sick of this, but you are made in the image and likeness of your creator. You are God individually expressed in a body as you. Okay? Here to be, do, and have the life that you desire. When you know that, when you recognize that, okay, and you alleviate all those black barriers and silly ideas that you have been trained to believe and accept and conform to, you will understand that you are here to create. And if you are not living a life of unlimited joy, then you're going the wrong way. what I find most often, what I find is that people are so filled and frustration and anger and the idea of pain, suffering, sickness, disease, struggle. So much so until they pretty much thrown in the towel. They have given up. Or maybe a better way to say it would be given nothing. Many of us just want to remain invisible. We want to find our own little corner and stay in it and block the world. How many times have you said or heard someone close to you say, I wish I had my own private island and I just could go there and live the rest of my life out, you know, living off coconuts and herbs and whatever I could find this grounded on. They're looking for that Garden of Eden. And they think that they can live there all by themselves and be happy, and they miss the entire point. Okay? So we go buy these properties, we'll rent these apartments in order to have our own private space. And we put 5 locks on the door, bars on the windows, alarms, and all kinds of things to protect ourselves from the rest of the world, as well as the elements. All that gives us life and meaning and purpose and connects us to the divine. This is what we do. Out of fear, out of guilt, out of belief, and lack and limitation, pain and suffering and struggle, as if we had no choice. Oh, I know this is hard for some of you to hear because it's indicative of the investment you have made in your life. Okay, it means, you have to own the fact that wherever you are in life is because of your own choices and not because of that person who bullied you or that person who beat you up or that person who assaulted you or raped you or mistreated you or lied to you for their own purposes. Okay, it's hard to accept the fact that we've been living under the delusion, and that all the pain and suffering and hardship that we have gone through was a choice. Yeah, try not to complicate things. I can give you the whole long scientific and or psychological breakdown as to why this is happening, the sociological statistics behind it and why. This very same thing will perpetuate more of the same. So we can theorize on this all day long. Thing about it is we are creators. We are the created as well as the Creator. Mythology would have you believe this is the reason why there was war with the angels. They were angry because they live a life of service to God. The angels were lower, they were weaker. The Greek gods and everybody else that we had made up in order to appease us and to help us to feel comforted. Yeah, I was a philosophy and a religion major. Okay. That's what I did. And I know where it came from. But we are looking for excuses rather than using our innate ability to create. And what's even more amazing, okay, is that we celebrate all the people who break the rules out of the cocoons of lack of meditation, fear, guilt, the frustration, and they sing out the song and we throw money at them. They understand our pain and we throw money at them. They are the innovators, the creators, the designers, the architects. The God and goddesses of their world. And they are demonstrating to us each and every day what's possible for us. We celebrate all the great heroes of the past because they took a giant step, because they did something, because they created something, because they broke the mold and said, I'm not doing that. They refused to conform. And they made a difference. And we celebrate them, even today, long after they're gone. But we don't dare change our thinking, give ourselves permission to create, to do, be, and have the life that we desire. We look at our own skills. We look at our own talents, our awesomeness. And we say, oh, well, yeah, well, you know, yeah, I used to do that. But I'm not doing that now. You know, I just work for the city. I get a check. Yeah, I wanted to be a rock star. But, you know, I had to accept reality. Okay. Looking for security, you know. Yeah, you know, sometimes I get together with a few friends and family and, you know, I dance a little bit or I sing a little bit or I, you know, write a poem or I live my purpose just for 5 minutes or two. But, you know, I have to put all of that aside because I'm too busy living and supporting somebody else's dream. You know, that's what a job is. And I'll tell you right now, I make no bones about anybody who does not. I don't care what other jobs you have, if anybody who does not own a business of their own is not trying to create multiple sources of income, is living a life of delusion. There's no such thing as security. Okay? You're just fully invested in somebody else's dream. That's it. And you're depending on them to take care of you and that salary you agree to determines where you live, how you live, where your kids go to school at. behind the people you associate with and have access to? Limit your thinking? Your entertainment? And all we do is we... I'm going to say this, and I might regret it, okay, because I'm going to hear a whole bunch of noise out of some of you, but you know the difference between the rich and the poor? Is merely their thinking. The rich people are taking risks and willing to expand, while the poor people are simply trying to contain everything in as small a space as they possibly can so that they can keep themselves safe. We are made in the image and likeness of our Creator, and we are here to expand, to transform, to repackage, to shift, to change. All that is into something else. This is how we have evolved as human beings, how this earth has evolved, how we continually move forward. And yeah, there are naysayers who keep thinking that, well, these are end times. They've been saying that since the beginning of time. And that I can prove. Tens of thousands of years later, we're still in the end time. Okay? Now, we're just evolving. And sometimes it takes a little fight. Sometimes it takes some of us butting our head up against a brick wall. And yes, some of us have to die. But what we have to understand, first and foremost, is that we are all made in the image and likeness of our Creator. We are all of the same source. Okay? And we simply manifest in the body. In individual body. This is God manifested in a human body in order to create. Today, take that transformation key and create with it. Create the life that you desire. Create a life of unlimited joy. Go to my website, www.unlimitedjoy.org. Join my community. Join the More Joy list. The More Joy Program, the More Joy Mastery Program, the Unlimited Joy Mastery Program. Join the Business Success Program. Make an appointment with me so that I can help get you on the right path. Well, it's going to take a minute to undo some of the damage you've done or change your thinking. But if you don't do anything, then you'll do the same thing you did yesterday and the day before, expecting different results. www.unlimitedjoy.org. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.